Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Love Our Enemies, written and read by Lynette Kittle. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. Have you ever been hated? If so, you're in good company, because Jesus was perfect, yet he had those who hated him to the extent of wanting him dead. More concern should be if the world loves us, because it's a sign we most likely aren't living our lives for God. As John 15:19 explains, it's better to be hated by the world than loved. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Most often enemies come not by our choice, and usually there isn't anything we can do to change their attitude towards us. It's birthed within their hearts and has to be extracted from the inside out. Sadly, it sometimes comes from within our own families who hate us because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Matthew 10:36. In these situations, how do we forgive those who hate us, much less love them? Often we say we forgive, yet we don't feel it, and we certainly don't feel love for them. So what do we do in these circumstances? How do we get past unforgiving and loveless feelings? It seems the call to love our enemies is misunderstood because the secular world has reduced love down to a feeling. But real love goes much deeper and often isn't a warm, fuzzy feeling. Real love is expressed through actions, which really are louder than words. Genuine love bypasses emotions and chooses to pray, do good, give, and even sacrifice for those who hate us. So if void of forgiving and loving feelings, how do we love our enemies with actions? Following are four ways to begin. Number one, pray for our enemies. As Matthew 5:44 urges, loving our enemies begins with prayer. Number two, do good for our enemies. Good may just start by not talking badly about them to others, along with making no effort to harm them in return. Like Luke 6:27 encourages, but to you who are listening, I say, Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Number 3, give to our enemies. Although they may not want us to give to them, even so, our responsibility is only to give. If they refuse or discard what we offer, we have fulfilled our part. Proverbs 25:21 urges, "If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink." Number 4, sacrifice for our enemies. Being kind and generous to someone who hates us is living sacrificially. It's risky knowing that if we receive anything in return, it most likely will be more rejection and disdain from them. Yet Luke 6:35 encourages, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." Let's pray. Dear Father, help me to love my enemies. Forgive me for any and all bad feelings and thoughts I may have had towards them. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Although my heart doesn't feel like offering forgiveness or extending love, I want to follow your leading and calling in my life to do so, and to go beyond my own feelings and emotions in this situation. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Send your Spirit, Father, to move upon my heart and motivate me to show loving kindness towards those who hate me. Like Jesus said on the cross, help me to say too, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Thank you, Father, for the comfort of knowing blessing comes through being hated, insulted, and rejected by others for your name's sake. Also, for the promise that those who are hated for your name's sake and stand firm in your love will be saved in the end. Help me to follow your example in praying, doing good, giving, and sacrificing for my enemies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.